All right, so we're going to continue with our short ideas for getting ready for Shavuos. This is on number two short, our second segment of three short ideas. I learned Shabbat Tzchus Rav Shlomo Bar Chisuy Bar Chabaska, Rav Gold Bar Zehudis. The Gemara says in Nedarim Pei Aleph, Amma Avda Haaretz Al Azvam Es Torasi, Shechuban Abayis Hayah Shalom Baruch HaBetorah Tchil. Why were we kicked out of Eretz Yisrael? Because we left the Torah. Why? Because we did not say Berachas Torah. And the Mepharshim say that we didn't say Berachas Torah. What does that mean? It means that we didn't say Vaharevna, I've heard. We didn't say with the Torah with a sweet bracha. But I heard a beautiful idea from the Ran. Yaakov Meir Shechter quotes in his Sefer Oisef Amarim. He quotes the Ran and quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, what does this mean that we kicked out of Eretz Yisrael? Shelo Berachas Torah Tchila. He says an incredible thing. He says that if we would say the brachos, if we would have made the bracha, even if we were doing terrible things, even if we're doing Torah Zinu Shatorah Lo Yisalem, even doing all the avonos, Ava Kishin Espata Chashivas Ashalomatu Makom Nebracha Torah Shul Lo Kipara Torah Al Avonos. He says the Rabbeinu Yonah, even if we were doing all the worst things in the world, but if we were still making brachos to Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu would have let it go. Hakadosh Baruch Hu would have let it go. That's how chashiv the Torah is. When a person realizes, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the only reason why we were kicked out is because we didn't make the brachas tchila. Even we could have done all the sins. At the end of the day, that because we didn't have the Torah, that's the afka we were kicked out. So he says that the opposite is true also. If we even if we were doing the, how much more so when we're doing the right things, how much more so we zoch teretz tzom when we do keep the Torah for the right things. Just shows us how much the value of every single piece of Torah and how the value of brachas Torah is especially. That all the brachas in the morning. The second idea comes from the Chasam Sofer, which talks about all the idea about sleeping, by making sure to get the amount of sleep that a person should be able to learn better the next day. The pasuk says in Vayetze, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso, Yaakov got up from his sleep. Vayomer Achen Yesh Hashem Amakom Hazeh. He says that here I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Right, Rashi, as he says from the Medrash, that he says if he knew that this was the Beis Hamikdash, he wouldn't have slept there. Says the Chasam Sofer, Gam Amakom Hazeh. Right? Achen Yesh Hashem Amakom Hazeh means that he realized that part of Avodas Hashem is sleeping. Is one knowing when to close the sefer. Is knowing when to say Kriya Shema and go to bed. Achen Yesh Hashem Amakom Hazeh means that I could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through my sleep. That when you go to sleep from 12 to 6 or 12 to 7, whatever it is, those 7 hours you have in mind that I'm not just going to sleep because I'm tired, but I'm going to sleep to be able to serve the Rabbanu Shalom better to the next day. That's also Avodas Hashem. And someone said to the Chavetz Chaim, right? The famous Chavetz Chaim used to shut the lights at a certain hour in the Beis Midrash. Someone once came to Rav Shlomo Feifeld, and Rav Shlomo asked him after the meal, "What are you doing now?" And he said, "I'm going to go back to yeshiva to Chazan and Masechta." So Rav Shlomo said to him, to the student, "Do me a personal favor, take a nap." Meaning, at the end of the day, a person that they can't get burnt out, a person we always have to try to push ourselves to the limit, but we can't. We have to make sure not to overdo it. And famously, the Chasam Sofer says, when we sleep, that's part of our Talmud Torah that helps us be able to learn Torah, help us be an Eved Hashem. And finally, the third and final idea comes to us from the Dar Chinom of Slan. He says, Dar Chinom is the Nesiv Shalom son. Gemara Talmud Lamed Beis Amud Beis says, Kol Osi B'Torah B'Layla Shechina Kenegdo. Anyone who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is next to him, and he's zochah to have Shanamar, as the Pasuk says, Kumi Roni B'Layla Shivchei Kamayim Libech. So says the Dar Chinom, the Pashup Shai is to be able to learn Torah. It's a very, very big thing to do at night. The Rambam says the Ikar Talmud Torah is able to learn at night. But says the Dar Chinom, Kol Osi B'Torah B'Layla. What is Layla? Layla means confusion, darkness, when things aren't going well, when things aren't going well in your life. Kol Osi B'Torah B'Layla Shechina Kenegdo. When things aren't going well in your life, and you still learn Torah, the Shechina says he wants to be there, right? It reminds me of another Gemara, Chagiga Mebeis Mebeis, call Limit Torah Belayla, anyone who learns Torah at night, Moshchin Alav Chut Shel Chesed, but Yom, you have a Chut Shel Chesed in the daytime, you have a little string of kindness in the daytime. Meaning, at the end of the day, it's very easy to learn Torah when things are going well. But what happens when the deal didn't go through, or when you had a hard day? Are you still going to the, are you still having your chavrusa? Are you still keeping up with your learning? At the end of the day, call us with Torah B'Layla, Shechina connected. When things are going on in your life and you're still, it's hard, but you still push through, Shechina is next to you. So let's just review these three final ideas. The first idea is why do we lose the land? Right? Because we didn't make the Berachos Torah first. Which implies, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ran quotes it there in the Dharm, which implies if we're doing the worst things in the world, But if we kept the Torah would have protected us. But the tzchus of learning Torah. The second idea is the incredible ability of sleep. That Yaakov gets up and he says, Achen yesh Hashem ha'makom hazeh. That he realized that part of serving the Rebbe Moshe, part of learning Torah, and davening chesed, part of being a good Jew, is knowing that part of your sleep is actually serving Avodas Hashem. And that's the Chavetz Chaim, you should shut the lights to the Beis Midrash of Shlomo, who used to tell the Bacher to go take a nap maybe on Shabbos. And finally, the third and final idea, the Darchei Noam of Slonim, who said, Kolosa b'tor b'layla, Shechina k'negdo, someone who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is there. That doesn't just mean learning Torah at night, but it means when things are going well in your life, you still push through to be able to learn Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to have these great, to look at, to see the value of every learning of Torah, to see the value of our sleep to help us to be able to learn Torah and be better Jews the next day, and finally be able to learn Torah even when things aren't so easy and so simple. Shkoyach.